In song and worship, at the end of today's sermon, I would like to lead us in singing Joy to the World together.
请大家打开今天的经文，听我来念圣经的中文，然后麦尔念英文。
And so I would like you to please open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第九章一到七节。
We will be reading Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7.
这是神的话。
And so please listen to the word of the Lord.
但那受过苦痛苦的必不再见幽暗。那从前上帝使希伯伦地和拿他弗利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外邦人的加利利得到荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分掳物那样快乐，因为他们所负的重轭、肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，被那滚在雪中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。因有一婴儿为我们生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永永远远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest.As they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
我们一会儿来祷告。恩主，我们感谢你。
And dear Lord, we thank, gracious Lord, we thank you.
因为有一婴儿为我们而生。
For unto us a child is born.
有一子赐给了我们。
For us, to us a child is given.
求主你在实现你的预言的过程中，帮助我们看见你逆转黑暗到光明的景象。
And Lord, help us to see how you have brought your prophecy to bear, and you have turned darkness into light.
让我们甘心乐意地活在你的统治下。
So that we will gladly live under your kingdom, your rule.
因为那里是恩典和真理。
For there is grace and truth.
那里是盼望和平安。
There is hope and peace.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
平安。
Peace to you.
受我们星期五这个庆祝的影响呢，我也开始有一个 Jeopardy 的问题。
And so,
请问在基督徒的传统里面，在基督教传统里，这个主日是什么日子？
I have a quiz question for you. Do you know what today is in the Christian calendar?
My God, how I raise you up. 我显然 fail, 作为一个过去的牧师，这不是新任牧师的问题。我再问一遍，过去的今天这个主日是什么日子？按照基督教的传统。
What is today in the
Christianity,
in the、
okay.
traditional Christian calendar? Does anyone know?
降临节 Advent. Okay, Advent. Okay, good. 所以你们因为提前庆祝圣诞节，所以你根本搞不清楚哪一天是圣诞节。 所以你更不清楚圣诞节前面的四个星期在教会历史上呢，这四个主日呢，把它不断的点燃蜡烛，比如说有四个紫色的，一个蓝色的，或者说一个 pink， 来表达圣诞的丰富含义。
And so in the traditional Christian calendar, this is the season, the four Sundays before Christmas Day is the season of Advent, and so each worship service, one candle is lit for each week, and each of these candles represents something of the meaning of the true meaning of Christmas.
比如说，第一个降临节是盼望。
For example, the first candle might symbolize hope.
第二是和平，或者说预备。
Second might be peace or preparation.
谁知道第三个？
The third candle.
Joy, okay, 喜乐。谁知道今天应该是什么？刚刚唱诗我们唱到了，让爱充满这个世界。
So the third candle.
Yeah, the candle of the love.
Okay, and the fourth candle for love.
Sorry, that's why I'm resigned. Okay. You didn't get it when I was here, okay? 昨天晚上当那个圣诞晚，就星期五晚上圣诞晚会结束的时候。
And so last night, as when we were celebrating Christmas in advance, at the end of the service, we had a very special event happen.
然后我们青少年拿着这个白色的蜡烛，点燃的蜡烛，当然是灯，然后走上来。
And so our youth held little lights shaped like white candles walking forward and singing.
然后我们很多的小孩坐在下面问妈妈爸爸，哎，他们拿的是什么什么东西？
And so at the time, many of the kids who were not in on this tradition were asking their parents, what's going on? What are they holding in their hands?
但我不知道我们的父母怎么回答，反正我没听见。
And I don't know how you parents answered because I was sitting up front and I couldn't hear you.
Okay, 那我现在问你们，那个蜡烛代表什么？
Do you know what the white candle stands for?
既然我们今年提前点了，我就要问你们了。这第五个蜡烛，他们星期五拿上了那个蜡烛是什么？
What does that white candle represent?
如果是 Christmas Eve 的话， No, candle of Christ. Okay.
And so the candle is the candle of Christ.
所以就代表耶稣基督纪念他的第一次的来临，他的降生，也盼望他第二次再来。Candle of light. That is the white.
And so the white candle represents Christ as the light of the world in remembrance of his coming, his first coming.
Remember first coming and looking his second coming. Okay, 也就换句话说，今天你们该知道了，如果我们的圣约的孩子要问这个问题的时候，你不能大眼瞪小眼的说 well, something is just special. 你不能说啊，那就是他们搞了一个玩具哈。
And so,You know, all, and so as new Christians, sometimes we're not familiar with the traditions and rituals of our own faith. But it's your job as covenant parents to be in the know about these things so that when your children asks you, what do these things mean? What is the significance of these things? You have an answer for them.
所以当圣诞蜡烛被点燃的时候，
And so when the Christmas candle is lit,
因为耶稣基督是世界的光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。
That symbolizes Jesus as the light of the world.
因为耶稣基督是世上的福分。
He is the blessing of the world.
他要把永生赐给一切信靠他的人。
And he will give eternal life to all those who believe.
在刚刚我们念到的以赛亚书第九章一到七节的信息里面。
And so this is what we just read out of Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 through 7.
那是2700年以前的黑暗的日子里面发出的信息。
That it was a message that was preached from the dark times 2700 years ago.
在第八章的时候，他就宣告亚述帝国要最后作为神的管杖，要来征服以色列的北国。
But at the time, God was announcing judgment.Onto the northern kingdom of Israel by the hand of the Assyrians.
听我念第八章的结束，第二十二节。
And so, if you look ahead a little bit in chapter 8, verse 22.
仰观上天，俯察下地，不料尽是艰难、黑暗和幽暗的痛苦。他们必被赶入乌黑的黑暗中。讲的以色列北国。
When I looked all around me, above and below, alas, all was darkness and suffering. The pain of the deepest darkness, For they have been, for my people have been sent into the deepest darkness.
所以上帝的子民是活在一个罪和被列强征服的一个黑暗时代。
And so the people of God were living not only in sin, but in the being dominated by these Gentile.
然而就是在这个时刻。
But and yet in such a time as this.
上帝透过他的代言人先知以赛亚向北国以色列人宣告。
That through Isaiah, God's messenger, he preached to them.
向这一群悖逆的百姓宣告。
To these rebellious people.
你们虽然要被亚述流放，活在黑暗中。
Though you will be sent into exile by the Assyrians.
但是希望之声会在幕后出现。
But in the last days, a voice of hope will be calling back.
永远的福分要为你们在幕后预备。
An eternal blessing will be prepared for you in the last days.
以赛亚说什么呢？
What is Isaiah talking about?
简单来说，他就说要按着旧约大卫的应许，要给他一个大卫的子孙。
According to the promise given to David, a son of David will be born.
我们都非常熟悉的，有一婴儿为我们而生，有一子要赐给我们。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. These are verses we are very familiar with.
来扭转黑暗。
And God will use this child to turn back the darkness, turn back the curse.
把盼望和福分临到他的百姓，临到透过以色列宣讲的国度的降临，成万民万族的福分。
God will not only bless Israel, but through bringing the kingdom to full fruition, He will also bless all the nations of the world.
我们今天会从两个方面来思想这一子赐给我们的含义。
And so what does it mean to have this child be given unto us?
这个子赐下来是给我们盼望的。
First is this hope.
这个盼望是在光明中和在和平中居住的一个福分。
The blessing of light and of peace.
这个子赐下来是给我们一个福分。
This child is given to us for blessing.
这个福分是让我们活在上帝圣子的统治下。
That we can live under the governing of the Son.
Under His ruling, 你们可能不太喜欢听这个。
And so, you know, we naturally would not like to hear about somebody ruling over us.
但是我今天讲圣诞节的信息，不是给孩子们讲的，是给成人，我们青少年以上的人是成人讲的。
But this is a message.
Adult version of Christmas, okay.
So you know, Christmas isn't just. Peace on earth isn't just that the messages of happiness and hope, but also of governance and rule.
好，我们来看这一子给我们的盼望是什么。
So what kind of hope do we have?
在我刚刚提到的里面有一个问题，就是2700年以前，北国因为悖逆上帝，他们是在黑暗中生活的。
And so in 2,700 years in the past, Israel was in a state of darkness. They were disobedient to God.
当先知说没有光在他们的意思，就是说上帝不与他们同在。
And that means that God was not with them.
不是说没有日光。
Not that you know there wasn't daylight.
所以第一节到第二节这样说，那经过痛苦的不再见幽暗。
That there will no longer be.
因为上帝曾经使希伯伦。拿他弗利，这就北国了，被藐视，也就是说被外邦人占领，做亡国奴。
And there was a time of contempt for the people of the north because their nation had been destroyed.
然后幕后呢，要沿着这个掩耳，要得到一个荣耀。
And but by the same path, the glory will be coming.
外邦人在加利利得荣耀。不是外邦人得荣耀，要外邦人的加利利要得荣耀。
Galilee of the Gentiles will see glory.
就是一度被外邦人占领的加利利，也要得到上帝的荣耀。
That the very Galilee that is
以色列的羞辱要去掉。
The very Galilee that has been overrun with Gentiles will see glory, and the shame of Israel will be removed.
第二节说，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shone.
其实这不光是以色列在被掳的时候2700年以前的情景。
This is not only the circumstance that the Israelites faced at the time that Isaiah was preaching.
也是耶稣2000年以前来的时候的情形。
But also the state of Israel in which
因为中间他们有好多代的，不光是巴比伦、波斯、马代、希腊，还有什么罗马，他们一直在做亡国奴。
From the Assyrians to the Babylonians to the Persians to the Medians to the Greeks,
也是黑暗掌权、
finally the Romans,
盼望没有的时候。
They were under the rule of a foreign people, and it was a time of darkness of no hope.
今天经文特别讲到北国。
And these verses especially focus on the northern
nation of Israel. 所以我稍微提一下这个地理环境。
So let me introduce you a little bit to the geographic
background. 我们都知道耶稣应该是在哪个城呢？
So when where was Jesus supposed to be born?
伯利恒哈，这是南国。但是耶稣在哪里长大？加利利 ，OK。所以耶稣作为南北国的统一者，作为那个君王，他必须要走遍各城各乡以色列的全地，来完成这个新以色列人的使命。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which was in Judah, but he grew up in Nazareth, which was in the northern kingdom. And indeed, throughout his ministry, as the one who would one day rule over both kingdoms united, he walked the length and breadth of the land, bringing the message of peace.
当然也意味着神的国度，无论是外邦人和犹太人，他们要一同在耶稣基督的权柄和元首下面生活。
So that, and in living out his ministry that way, he also symbolized a greater unification that between the Jews and the Gentiles.
一同的领受他的祝福。
That they together will receive his blessing.
在黑暗中的人最需要的是什么？当然是光明，对不对？
For people in darkness, their greatest need is light.
所以刚刚在第二节就提到了百姓见了大光，在死荫之地的人照耀他们。
So that again, as it was preached, the people in great darkness will see a light.
教会的领袖，你可能注意到我今天的经文改变了。原本的计划呢是要讲预备圣诞节的信息，就是路加福音第一章，接着红军长老上个星期的信息，讲耶稣基督那个表兄约翰的故事。
So actually today I was supposed to be continuing last week's message on the continued preparation of the coming of the Messiah, talking about how his cousin John the Baptist was born.
但是由于圣诞节既然在这个教会提前过了呢，我就改了经文和信息哈，就直接讲更关乎耶稣基督的事情，就不预备了。
And so celebrated Christmas early, I figured it would be all right to skip ahead a couple of verses and talk directly about the birth of Jesus himself.
不过有意思的是，路加福音一章结束的时候，施洗约翰的父亲从哑巴开口的一个预言，跟我们今天讲的很有关系。
But what I noticed,
我原来预备没有白费。
When I was reading the verses that I was originally going to preach on in preparation for this message, I realized
路加福音一章的六到，就是他现在这个 vertical 开始了。
Sorry，
也在路加福音一章的67到79这段说段很重要的话。他说，撒迦利亚被圣灵充满以后，就预言说，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行拯救。接下来讲如何拯救哈，注意听69。他说，在他仆人大卫的家中，为他们兴起了拯救的脚。
And so in Luke chapter 1 verses 67。Talking about how Zechariah gave a very interesting prophecy here. He said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, be worthy of praise, for He has given care for His people. He has given them salvation from the house of His servant David. He has given us a horn of salvation."
注意79节，要照亮坐在黑暗死荫里的人，要把我们的脚平到平安的路上。
Verse 79。He shines a light for those of us who are dead in the darkness, and he will lead our feet on the path.
还记得在约翰福音的引言里头，约翰怎么样介绍耶稣基督的吗？
In the Gospel of John, John introduces Jesus in this way.
说那光是真光，要照亮一切身在世上的人。
That light was the true light, who shined in the light of all men in the world.
我们今天的景况跟2000年以前有多少的改变？
How different are our circumstances compared to the time in the past?
从 progress 的角度来说是很不错了。
So you know, from technology and society, maybe we've improved.
但是从本质上来说呢，很多的人仍然在黑暗里。
But if we're honest with ourselves and look at basic human nature, we're really still in darkness.
是人类拒绝光的一个结果。
And that is the result of us rejecting the light.
我们中间有多少慕道友？ 让我知道一下， so I know who I'm preaching. 慕道朋友有一个人举手， 还有慕道友吗？
Are there any here
okay,
who are seekers who are not yet Christians?
So, 不光他们在黑暗里， 我们大多数人也是在黑暗里。
So it's not just them but even those of us who think ourselves Christians.
因为我这两位朋友如果诚实地看一看我们的新闻， 看看我们自己的人生。
Because if we look at the news, if we look at our own lives,
我们都是晚上起夜的时候不愿意看光的人。
That we're all people who live in the darkness, who don't like light.
约翰福音一章五节揭示这个情况， 他说， 光照在黑暗里， 黑暗却拒绝光， 不接受光。
The light has shined into the darkness, but the darkness has rejected the light.
换句话，在我们过圣诞节的时候， 我们不能光是看文化怎么样庆祝圣诞节， 要靠不光是自然之光， 还要看超然的之光， 来帮助我们理解圣诞节的含义。
So in order to understand the true meaning of Christmas, we can't just look at how the culture has responded, but we have to see God's revelation.
心情我很好， 我们小孩子唱的那个 Jesus is not a Santa, huh? Santa什么的， 很有意思， 就反映， 这是一个 counter culture 很好的一个歌， 虽然是很简单， 很有意思，
as our children pointed out on Friday, Jesus is not Santa.
所以自然之光不足以照亮人的真实情况。
Then the light of natural revelation or general revelation is not enough to show.
只有在大光照耀下， 超然之光照耀下， 人才能够看清真实的情况， 才能够跟真光走。
It is only under the illumination of the true light of a supernatural light that people can see the truth and walk with the light.
大家一定很好奇我作为教会差派的宣教士这两个月干些什么事儿。
So I'm sure you're all very interested in finding out what I've been up to in these last 2 months that I haven't been here.
有许多许多看到很多听到许多。
So and I've seen and heard a lot of things.
宏观的咱们就不讲了， 我都讲一个微观的事情。
And so I want to bring up one particular event.
这个师母比我更贴近这个群众， 因为我老是跟什么同工训练啊， 跟牧师打交道， 她经常参加姐妹团契啊， 参加这个不同的这个小组。
So for all the real details, I suggest you go ask my wife because she was the one who was able to really fellowship with them much closely, whereas I was spending most of the time training the leadership.
有一次她参加一个文人这个就是公共知识分子的这个人文团契， 然后从她那里呢， 我得知一个情况。
And so she attended, one of the fellowships she attended was one that was specifically directed to witnessing to the intellectuals of that area.
其中一个这个人呢， 作家叫阮云飞， 然后在11月悔改信主了。
And so from her, I found out that in November, one of the famous intellectual writers became a believer.
然后呢，这个人是一个眼睛不揉沙子的人， 写了不少有影响力的书。
This writer was a person who had a very strong social conscience and wrote many very influential books.
比方他写了一个叫《陈和：中国教育的危机与批判》。
Wrote many things about, for example, criticizing the current Chinese educational system.
然后在那里他给这种我们都看到的一个现象， 就是说只要学不死就往死里学， 给一个很好的一个把脉啊， 新闻非常的犀利。
And so he criticized the education system as one that only knew how to give people grades, but one that did not know how to impart true knowledge.
还有什么提高一分干掉一千， 就是在很多高中的中国的话就这种话。 所以呢，他也写过什么《给你爱人以自由》。 2010年的时候， 他在这个亚洲周刊上发表了一个《岂容青史竟成灰》的一个文章。
And he's also written about how he's also criticized the Chinese government in how they've treated history.
他就说中国大陆呢， 故意隐瞒整个在抗战国民党的这个抗战的真实情况。
That they've suppressed a lot of information about the role of the opposition government had in fighting the Japanese.
但是他也有几个名言我知道的， 比如说黑暗不曾在中国休息过。
That and so you know as a cynic, his view of China is that darkness has never stopped working here in China.
然后他也说，这他非常崇尚自由的人，所以他说，对敌人言论自由的伤害，就是对我言论自由的伤害，哈，有点耶稣基督说，对人对己的那个味道，哈。
And so, and he as a person who upheld freedom over all things, he said that if suppressing the freedom of speech of an enemy is also suppressing mine.
但是我相信他信主以后就看他自己的问题。
But after he became a believer, I believe he had a completely new look on life.
他在秋雨之福信主以后，就发现他自己是个自意眼瞎的人。
That after he became a believer, he realized how blind he himself was.
他是逢酒必醉的人。
That he was one who was also imprisoned by sin.
Alcoholic. 然后呢，他就决定，因为他妈妈不让他喝白酒，他喝一次白酒喝的醉，然后他妈去世的时候，他觉得他就立志说，他将来不再喝白酒。
And so, he was a person who had very low alcohol tolerance, and he tried drinking once at. He got so drunk that after his mother passed away, he swore to himself he would never drink again.
结果他就开始喝啤酒，结果喝啤酒是喝一箱的，照样还是醉。
And so he stopped drinking wine, but instead he drank beer, and he would drink entire cases of it at a time, and it would obviously that would still make him drunk.
但是我听师母讲说，他现在呢，有一次就是一群人去吃火锅呢，只喝了一瓶啤酒，是好几个人，然后他就节制。很奇妙的事情发生在这个人身上。
But after he became a believer, he experienced what it was like to have self-control when he was going out for dinner.
王一牧师给我讲了一下他的故事，让我感到赞美上帝的作为。
And so, when I heard his story, it really made me encouraged.
因为
阮云飞
信主以后呢，因为他是个名人，所以北京的有一个基督徒领袖就说啊，你快来给我做见证啊，这名人效应邀请他去。
And so, because you know, being so famous, as soon as he became a believer, all the churches everywhere were very excited about it, and they all wanted him to be their guest speaker.
他这样说，他说我还没有上完我的福音班，受洗课还没上呢，我现在还没有做见证，所以我现在还没有资格做见证。
And he said, No, I'm not ready. I'm not worthy to be a witness yet because I haven't even finished.
我不知道
阮云飞
在他的受洗见证上会说什么。
I don't know what he would say when he's baptized.
我这样想，我想说他会说黑暗不曾在阮云飞身上休息过。
I think his testimony on himself is that darkness, up until today, darkness has not stopped his work on me.
是名人有名人的诱惑，但是我感恩的时候，阮云飞这位真相做过监狱的公知分子归主以后，也发现他自己不是真光。只有耶稣是真光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。
And so even someone who's so famous and who's such a shaker and mover in the world, when he met God, he realized he was not the hope of the world. Jesus Christ was.
所以包括一切形形色色的人，盼望这里面有你也有我，是看见自己的黑暗来救光的人。
And so I tell this person's story to encourage you to look into your own life and also meet that real true light in.
求主大大怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
就像今天诗班所唱的诗歌一样，在漆黑的夜晚里。
As the our
我们已经归主的人，继续来救那光明之子。
That as especially as believers, since we have been called out of the darkness into the light, let us continue to walk in that light.
不断地驱散我们心中的幽暗之处
so that the dark corners of our hearts will gradually fade away.
我也鼓励这些还没有信主的正在寻找的人
and those of you who are seeking,
你也来救那真光光明之子
I also call you to come to the
信靠耶稣罪得赦免成为上帝的儿女
to believe in Jesus to have your sins be forgiven to become children of
God 光明之子是一切生在世上黑暗中人的盼望
For this child of light is the hope of all those who are living in darkness.
除此之外，你还发现另一件事情：战争中的盼望是那个和平。
Second, not only is he the light that shines in the darkness, second, he is the one who brings peace in turmoil.
第三节到第五节，他讲到整个被亚述征服的以色列北国是不断在战争中，不光是在战争中，而且是在战争中屡战屡败的一个国家。
And so at the time, Israel was a nation that faced many wars, and they were not victorious at any of those wars.
不光是外邦强大，而是他们弃绝了永生的上帝。
And so not only were they facing the oppression of enemy nations, but they were also lost in their own sin.
他们是活在一种羞辱中的人。
And they were a people who lived in shame.
亡国奴。
They were peoples without a nation.
这第三节开始讲他们转变了。他说你们这你使这国民要繁多加增他们的喜乐他们在你面前欢喜好像收割的欢喜好像人分乳酪那样的快乐因为他们所负的重恶肩上的杖并欺压他们人的杖你都已经折断了好像在米甸的日子一般
You have multiplied the nation You have increased its joy They rejoice before you as with joy the harvest As they are glad when they divide the spoil, for the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian.
什么在讲米甸的日子是什么？以色列不是没有过辉煌的日子。
And so, what does this day of Midian mean? Well, it's a reference to Israel's days of glory.
他们在约书亚这位将军的带领下，曾经征服整个迦南地。
For under Joshua, they had once.Conquered all of the promised land.
但之后他们背离神的时候，在士师的时代，有高有低的时候。
And in the time of the judges, because they would continually reject God, they would experience all sorts of ups and downs.
在士师记第五章第六章的时候，你们都知道有个叫基甸的人，对不对
？And so one of the judges was a man named Gideon.
所以基甸那个日子最后是怎么样呢？以色列怎么样战败米甸人呢？
How did the Israelites overcome?
是靠成千上万的军队吗
？Was it with a great army? No.
That's the glory of Israel.
But by the strength of
not by mighty.
以色列的荣耀不是靠的强大。
Thank you. 所以你看见在这个时候，他第五节开始说了，战士在山洼之地所带的盔甲，被那滚在雪中的衣服都要烧掉，做柴火了。
So for every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire.
这里讲的不是一次米甸的大胜仗。
So this is not talking about just one particular victorious event in history.
甚至不是美苏现在谈核裁军的时候毁掉一点点核弹头的问题。
And this is not just, you know, the destruction of a couple of nuclear warheads either.
这是说所有的战争武器的时候全都烧毁不再用了。Totally, 完全的和平领导。
But it is talking about one day true peace will arrive. One day there will be no weapons of war because there will be no use.
不像联合国前面的那个有个扭曲的枪，表明说我们不再打仗了。
So the United Nations has a statue where there's a man with a bent weapon signifying that what the end of war.
Much significant than that, okay. So, 所以你可以往下走，你可以看到耶稣降生的时候，刚刚我们念的经文里头第七十九节，接下来不光说死因的幽谷中的人被光照，接着说把我们的脚引到什么平安的路上。
So again,
又一个预言。
This prophecy is parallel in Zechariah's prophecy, Luke chapter 1 verse 79. He will lead our feet onto the paths of peace.
我相信我们今天的人依然在盼望我们的脚。走平安的路。
So we all hope that we can walk the path of peace.
不要在错误的时候，在错误的地方出现。
None of us want to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
我们今天的情形其实是非常危险的，这个世界。
That we actually are living in a very dangerous world right now.
战争充满了很多的地方。今年是一个历史的年份，对不对？
That this is a historical year that.We see that the wars have not ceased.
许多的学者把，今年说是称为2001年之后，就是911之后的最恐怖的一年。
That this year is considered the most terrifying year after.
所以世界不再一样。
2001, the world is not.Changed.
Huntington 博士写的这个21世纪世界文明冲突的预言似乎已经在展开了。
That the prophecies that you know even the secular world has about the clash of civilizations seems to be coming to pass.
今年的1月7号开始的时候还记得吗？巴黎的这个法国讽刺杂志《查理周刊》整个的总部被穆斯林的极端分子袭击，12个人死亡。 很多人受伤。
Since the beginning of the year, the French magazine Charlie being attacked by Muslim extremists, there hasn't been a moment of peace.
圣诞节前11月14号，我们都知道 ISIS， 国袭击哪里啊？巴黎，五次爆炸，五次枪击，130人死亡，300多人受伤。
And then, you know, this past month we saw Paris under attack.ISIS.
这一前一后，如果你再加上各种各样的中国各城市的污染，尼泊尔的9.7级的地震，叙利亚的战争，大批的难民进入欧洲。
And then, you know, we've had all sorts of disasters, great and small, from earthquakes and wars to pollution and refugees.
十月底的时候，还记得一个苏联飞机220人的民用飞机在埃及坠落。
And then,
如果这还不能带来我们的情况，十二月的时候，加州的连环枪击有多少人死？至少有14个人死亡，还有好多个人伤亡。
And so,
as California is on this land,
and so not only do we see people dying all over the world, but we see people dying on American soil in California.
我相信我们大多数人都会同意，我们不光是活在一个黑暗的世界，我们是活在一个没有平安的时代。
That if we are honest,
in the world, 在世界的征战中
this world is not just a world full of darkness, but a world that is full of war.
但是我有一个好消息要告诉你们
But I'm going to tell you good news.
就是耶稣基督的降生，透过他的死和复活，已经把我们的脚引到平安的路上
That because of the incarnation of Jesus and his resurrection, his death and resurrection, we have been led on the path of peace.
我给你加点我的色彩。
Let me tell you something that happened to me.
我上周回到了美国。
Last week I came back to the United States.
在纽约的那个 Redeemer 教会的他们那个职堂中心参加全球的职堂会议半天。
I attended.
我只赶了一个尾部。
I attended part of their a global mission conference.
然后呢，在 New Jersey 开这个网络使团的理事会。
And I was also part of the board of directors meeting.
在中间，我们也为每一个城市祷告，就看着那个曼哈顿的窗口，为不同的城市祷告，包括中国，包括美国。
And so we were gathered together in an office in Manhattan. We prayed for every city in the world.
啊，这也给我们两个人有点忙里偷闲的机会，因为在中国真是没歇着哈。我们就去了2次曼哈顿，经历在圣诞节前的曼哈顿是怎么样。
And so we also were very fortunate to have the opportunity to take a little bit of time off for ourselves and visit Manhattan during this kind of pre-Christmas season.
然后呢，我们看了两个地方，我看了很多地方，这两个地方是我要讲的。
And so we went to a lot of places, but two in particular stood out to me.
一个是新的世贸大厦，就是911这个纪念的地方。
First is the new One World Trade Center memorial.
在这个毁坏的世贸的一号楼和二号地方，我们都知道一个大的方形的一个水，应该叫水瀑布吧，人工的水瀑布。
And so in the place where the Twin Towers used to stand, there are now two square water, artificial waterfalls going down into the earth.
水像方形的水进入那个像深渊般的地方，看不见底的地方。
And so you see the water going down into this deep pit.
虽然旁边呢已经建了很多的新的大楼啊，四号楼、五号楼，然后更加的华丽。
And so the new buildings have gone up all around it, and these new buildings are much more beautiful.
但这两个很深很深的渊呢，在不断的提醒我，这个黑暗、焦躁、不安的情绪仍然难以压制 ，very depressing.
And so, those two holes in the ground are a reminder.That the shadow of fear and hatred have not left this area.
有像地狱般的那种留下去的感受。
Indeed, it really felt like the
不光是血肉的问题。
The gates of hell have opened there. It's not just a matter of people dying.
但是第二个地方呢就不太一样。我们到 Rockefeller Center 去看一看。
Second place is that we went to the Rockefeller Center.
把我们的心情从战争转到了和平的气氛。
And so we were able to also experience what it was like to live in peace.
我们是乡下佬哈，就很少到纽约过这个圣诞节。 所以那个橱窗，我不知道他橱窗有这么多的这个艺术，有很多的人排队看呢。
And so as a couple country bumpkins,
美国人是不排队的，对不对？不是说他没有自学，而是说一般不需要排队。
But it
only Disney, I know.
Anyway, as a couple country bumpkins, you know, we really didn't have many chances to visit New York City, so for to look at all the window, all the various displays, it was amazing to look at.
看那些橱窗里的艺术品，那这个大概是世界级的这个艺术家做的，真的是非常的美。
And so all of the art, the best artists the world had gathered together.
特别是我们转到洛克菲勒中心的滑冰场的时候。
And then we also got to go on the skating rink there.
看到这个男女老少在那里有秩序的滑冰，在那快乐，我心中就说哇，这个比较像圣诞节的样子。
And so seeing all the people there on the skating rink, it made me feel so much better.
特别是我们走到大楼前，看到一对天使吹号的那个景象。
And then the focal point of the Rockefeller skating rink is a statue of an angel blowing its horn.
我赶快跟师母说，我们俩照张，这个不太一样。
And so I asked my wife to take a picture of this.
照完以后，有人就说，哎，这个牧羊人前面还有牧师哈。提醒我，就我原来还没那么熟练，我一想，对了，是路加福音第一章、第二章的事儿嘛。
That so you know that this picture of the angels with the shepherds, was a picture is from Luke chapter 2.
天使传告好信的这个信息，在我们里面来充满我们，开始让我们看到战争不是一个永远的结局，和平已经来到。
And so this picture.This statue with the angels reminded me that on that night the armies of the Lord appeared to announce that the wars will one day completely cease.
所以我们心里知道，虽然这个最终的和平没有来到，但是我们这些跟随耶稣基督的人知道，2000年前成为婴儿的，就是我们星期五唱诗的诗班。我们教会有三大著名的男高音啊，不男生歌手哈，唱了一首歌叫《Mary Did You Know》，对不对？把那 Youth 唱的，然后他们翻版了，唱的好像比 Youth 好一点。他在那里唱的时候呢，把耶稣在将来的东西都唱出来了，在水面上行走，喂饱五千人，然后成为和平之君，作为 Lamb the God， 然后要救赎的那个都唱出来，我觉得非常的棒，已经把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
And so again, Friday through the hymns we sang about the life of Jesus.How he brought us on the path to peace.
换句话说，永生可以现在开始。
That eternal.
我特别对你们两位现在讲，
begins now.
永生可以现在开始，因为永生的王已经来了，平安的王已经来了。
For the King of peace, the Prince of peace, the Prince of eternal life has already come.
是，战争仍然继续，黑暗还有影响力。
Yes, the wars will come are still here, and the power of darkness has not faded.
但是将来一定胜过今天，不是吗？
But one day,
因为耶稣基督死而复活，将来已经进入现在这个时代。
Because of what Christ has already accomplished, we can have faith in the certainty of the future.
因为弥赛亚耶稣基督是光明之子，是黑暗中人的盼望。
And for because Jesus Christ is the light of the darkness, he is the hope.
因为弥赛亚耶稣基督是和平之子，是战争中人得到最后顺利的盼望。
And because he is the Prince of Peace, he is the hope for the true victory.
你愿意住在他里面吗？
Are you willing to dwell in him? To enjoy the light and the peace?
这是上帝给我们今天星期天的 offer. 我还要给讲再讲另一部分。
Secondly,
如果具体再问，这个圣子给了我们怎样带来光明和和平的盼望，或者这个福分是如何的丰满呢？
So how does Jesus give us peace and blessing and hope?
我们说这一圣子赐给我们的时候，让他活在他的政权下。
For he's given to us for us to live under his rule.
第六节的后面说，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
我们华人特别盼望出名君，对不对？
And so, you know, as Chinese people, our history has been a continual seeking of a wise leader, and really it's the same with any peoples, even in America.
但是我们都承认，习近平、奥巴马，或者还是小马，都不是我们期待的那种盼望，给我们永远祝福的那一位。
But no human leader, no politician could ever hope to bring the kind of change and peace that we are truly seeking.
包括我明年选出来的总统。
当然我们的
盼望是耶稣。
That includes whoever becomes president next year.
但是究竟耶稣是怎样一位救主呢？
So what kind of a savior is Jesus Christ anyway?
在我们信仰这种个人主义化的时候，在私有化的美国，我们读到的政权担在他的肩头的时候，我们其实不大明白是啥意思。
In a culture that
不太像我们通常想的耶稣。
In a culture where faith has become an individual private matter, when we read the government is on his shoulders, we really don't understand what that implies.
因为耶稣只是你心里的主，他对今天的世界，对今天的历史是没有什么发言权和带领权的。
Because Jesus saving you is just something that only affects you. He doesn't seem to have any power over the governments of the world.
这跟以赛亚书我们刚刚所念的预言是一样的吗？
But this is completely different from what the Bible teaches.
跟耶稣基督升天的时候说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我们，赐给他了，一样吗？显然是背道而驰的。我们把它缩水了。我们的弥赛亚是缩水的弥赛亚。
Do we truly believe in a Jesus who claims all authority on heaven and earth has been given to him, or have we bought into a shrunken savior?
在美国的华人基督徒就会说，圣经中不讲政治的。我说 wrong.
And there's a belief among Chinese Christians that the Bible doesn't.
圣经中有一个真正的政治。
And I said no. In fact, what Bible talks about is true governance.
就是上帝做君王做统治，那是真正的明君。
For God to be king.
那是你的盼望吗？
Is that your hope?
你再倾听一下这个圣子的四大美名。
So again, listen to the four names that he is called.
他被称为奇妙的测试。
He will be called Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
Mighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
Prince of Peace.
啥意思？
What's this mean?
这是君王登基的时候受到了颂赞。
These are the things that a ruler is called by when he takes the throne.
我必须把启示录带进来，让你明白这个啥意思。
And so, this is the picture.
在启示录天上地下敬拜的时候怎么说的？第五章十一节，说权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞，但愿都归给那座宝座和他的羔羊，直到永永远远。Very 政治，非常政治的。
And so, Jesus Christ, when he reigns, he says, "All glory and honor and power." Be to the Lamb forever and ever. This is in Revelation chapter 5. This is very political.
第十九章十一节说，骑在马上的称为诚信、真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
And so he will judge according to all righteousness.
他头上戴着许多的冠冕，又写着许多的名字。他的名字被称为上帝之道。
And he wears many crowns with many names, and he will be called the Word of God.
在他的衣服和大腿上写的什么？
And on his clothes and on his thigh is written what?
写的什么？在下面写的是什么？
King of kings.
是万王之王，万主之主。
And Lord of lords.
哇，我知道你们可能不喜欢听这个。
This might be.
但我还必须要讲。
Unpopular for you guys.
弥赛亚为什么用这个四个特别的称呼描述这个将来的弥赛亚？
Why does he use these four? Why does Isaiah use these four names to describe?
是在新约时代第一次来到的耶稣和新约结束的时候再来的耶稣。表明他的什么？
What is he showing that the Jesus who came incarnate in the world and then he will come again? What does it mean?
注意这四个名称的这个排列次序，实际在反映出一个他执政的次序。
So this is
是一个上升的。
And so this is a rising, a crescendo of praise for this coming king.
奇妙的测试讲他从策划设计开始。
First is that he is a wonderful counselor. He begins with an unbreakable plan.
讲他全能的时候，是不是进入阵战，如同上帝一般的来打仗
？So Second, he is mighty. He has the power to put those plans into place.
当他说他永在的父的时候，是讲他是一个保护统治者的君王的权柄，大卫的宝座上。
Third, he is the everlasting father. He will be able to maintain his rule forever and ever.
然后最后成为和平的君。
Finally, he is the prince of peace.
万口承认，进入新天新地。
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以我们需要稍微具体一点来思想这个敬拜我们这位披戴肉身的上帝三位一体的第二个位格，所以我们能够真实的活在他的恩典和真理的统治下。我特别要用统治这件事情。
So what does it mean to live under the rule of the one who came?
我们太多的时候统治在这个世界的价值里面，活着已经不像基督徒了。
Too many times we live according to the rule of the world, and we no longer look like Christians.
当他说奇妙的测试的时候呢
？When he calls Christ the wonderful counselor,
他在形容这个基督是什么呢
？What is Jesus?
是一个妙不可言的战略家，他是一个大的指挥。
He is a wonderful strategician. He is the one who makes all the plans.
他为上帝的百姓策划一个奇妙的得胜。
And he has planned an amazing victory for his people.
我对全人说哈，有点像中国的诸葛亮。
And
呀，这个你要想奇妙，它不是我们一般说圣经辅导，只给你几滴眼泪。It's not that.
So
it is a counselor. It's a mighty counselor.
So
it's how wise.
So Jesus' wisdom is not
just for your
personal
edification,
but he is the one who comes in the cloud. He is the one who is in the Ark of the Covenant.
用我们今天的话说呢，是现在的国防部长。
He is our cabinet, our defense.
你看他的智慧的时候，箴言这样描述他：我有这第八章说的，我有谋略，有真知识，我乃有聪明，我有能力。帝王借我做王位，君王借我定公平，王子和首领，世上一切的审判官都借我掌权。This is Christ we preaching.
And so Proverbs, in talking
about. Is the Christ you believe?
Change
your belief or you change the Bible. That's your choice.
那所以你所相信的耶稣是这样的耶稣吗？要么你要改变你的信仰，要么你就要改变圣经了。
耶稣有很多的智慧。
Christ is full of wisdom.
当他被问到纳税的时候，该给谁
？When he was asked, should we pay taxes?
在地上说，该给凯撒的给凯撒，该给耶稣，该给上帝的给上帝。
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Render unto God what is God's.
处理一个被捉的妇女的捉奸的妇女的时候，他怎么样来对待这些用律法要钉死？这个妇女的人她怎么说的
when faced with a woman who had committed adultery, how did he answer those who wanted to put her to death?
我是有审判权的，但是你们每个人有吗？
He asked them, do you have the right to judge this woman?
以赛亚说，他是起初就将将来之事指出来的那位主。
He is the Lord who points out the things from the very beginning and all the way to the end.
他的筹算必要成就。
And his plans will surely come to fruition.
他知道如同打蛇要打七寸，擒贼要擒王。
He knows how to bring an end to the.
在整个拯救人类和宇宙的计划中，这个军师实在是奇妙 ，wonderful。
And so we have a wonderful strategician.
他用他的死吞灭死。
He used his own death to defeat our enemy.
自己变成了已经失败了的人类亚当的后裔，做第二个亚当，看上去非常的。没有什么能力。
He as the second Adam, it seemed like he was very powerless and he was a failure.
正如张牧师星期五讲的，就是这个第二个亚当，扭转了亚当的失败。
And it was this second Adam that was able to turn back the failure of the first Adam.
不光是救了以色列选民，还救了在魔鬼手下的其他的外邦民族，让他们成为这个得胜军队中的一员。
Not only did he save his chosen people, but many of the Gentiles who were also under Satan's bondage to be a part of his great army.
不要小瞧人，人将来要比天使还要高贵。
Let us not look down upon each other, for one day we will be greater than even the angels.
他为什么要这么做？羞辱魔鬼。
He does this to bring shame to the devil.
让我们活在他的政治统治下，真的政治。
Let us live then under his true rule.
什么是全能的神？请问。
Who is this? What does it mean to by Almighty God?
当然，耶稣是完全的神。
Of course, Christ is fully God.
那如果你按照字面意思来看，他说有一位像上帝一般的全能的武士，如同在出埃及记征服迦南的时候那位圣者。
And so he is a mighty God, meaning that he is a mighty warrior. He fights for his people the way that he fought
for them. 表明这位大卫的后裔一定要为他的百姓打仗，击败仇敌。
That this son of David,
如果原来是策划，他现在就是要实现这个策划。
So now that he's made the plan, he's going to enact it.
他更是一个冲锋陷阵、身先士卒的一个元帅。请问耶稣的名字叫什么？啥意思？
What does Jesus' name
他要把他百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
He will save.
但是这个名字从哪来的
？Where's his name come from? Who's he named after?
只要说，那个元帅带领以色列人进入迦南的，那个 Joshua is his name.
He's not some.
千万不要把你的耶稣放在你的笼子里。
Don't put Jesus
in a cage. 让他做 pet.
He's not your pet.
Oh, good. 你想一想。整个在征战中，在耶利哥的这一仗里面，耶和华的元帅怎么样带领约书亚征战
？Do you remember when Joshua met a messenger from God? How that man answered? How he answered Joshua's questions?
如果上帝直接打这个仗太简单了
，For it was a simple
matter. 不需要走这么长的历史。
It would have been a simple matter for God to take everything into His own hands.
但是上帝的计划就是在创世纪三章的时候说，女人的后裔要胜过蛇的后裔。
But God's plan was given to us from Genesis chapter 3, the seed of the woman.
所有的人要成为女人后裔的后裔，就是耶稣的后裔了。有点像你们看的 Lord of the Ring, Return King 那一集里头 ，Aragorn， 他要作为人类的君王，到最后在中土国中来得胜的。甭管是那个天半天使啊，还是半妖人啊，所有打仗里头最后都不算数。在这个，这个人叫什么 ？Tolkien 是吧？在 Tolkien 的笔下呢，一定是 Aragorn 最后要进那个城的，明白吗？
So,
你们不看这个，你们孩子都看得懂。OK， 去看，跟你们孩子一块补课哈。你至少看了电影嘛 ，right？
So it's the king, the leader, Jesus Christ, who will sit on the throne. No other being has that ability to accomplish.
换句话说
bring his plans to fruition.
擒贼先擒王，耶稣做什么？他第一仗来的时候打那个决定的仗，是先向罪和死亡、向魔鬼来开战，不向他的爪牙，我们这些没有信他的人开战。他怜悯我们，没有把我们灭掉，他可以灭掉，但是没有。
So God knew that his true enemy, God knew that to take out sin once and for all, he had to take aim at the devil. And those of us who are under the devil's who are under the devil's rule, he instead had mercy on us, and he is going to take us to his side.
他披戴我们肉身的形状，然后死和血来拯救我们。
He put on flesh in order to save us by his death and his blood. 像星期五所说的，他身是为了死来的。
他是为了这个 battle 来的。
He was born to die on our behalf.
我的土耳其之行呢，让我有一点见识，什么叫伊斯兰教？原来都是风闻，这次是真的。
So,
要听吗
？Do you want to hear what? Do you want to hear my experience in Turkey, seeing for myself what it was like to be in a Muslim country?
这个穆斯林呢，实际是基督教的一端，对不对？知道这个吗？所以说，耶稣也是他们相信的这个先知和使者。
Do you realize that Muslim actually has its roots in Christianity? That they actually do believe in Jesus. They just don't have the right theology about Jesus.
所以我们有跟他一样的地方，有大有差异的地方。
And so we do have similarities to them, but we also have many, many important differences.
到了那地方呢，就是有一个索菲亚大教堂，那是原来东正教在这个 Istanbul 建的，对吧？开完会的时候有半天的时间。还有一个就是他们的清真寺叫 Blue Mosque， 蓝色的大教堂，那个更宏伟。蓝色的那个清真寺更宏伟。
And so when I was in Turkey, I visited the Hagia Sophia, which was the church that the Eastern Orthodox Church had built there.
我不是去玩的，我是去开会的。对不起。
I also went to attend a conference, and I also visited as a tourist the Blue Mosque.
然后呢，你到了这个的时候，你看到索菲亚大教堂不断的改变，最后最上面的现在呢，已经不是耶稣了哈，是可兰经的那个经文用金色的镶在上面，表明他们征服我们了。
And so,
okay, this is very symbolic.
And so, as part of taking over all of the area, they also put the words of the Quran on the Hagia Sophia to symbolize that they rule the area.
大概六十年代才变为这个。这个博物馆的原来就是变成清真寺了。
And it was only in the 60s that it changed from a mosque to a museum.
啊，你走到这个蓝色的清真寺的时候，它是一天有这个几次的祷告。我们正好到那儿的时候呢，是六点钟的祷告要开始了。四点到六点祷告，那你就没办法进去了。
When I was passing by the Blue Mosque, they were having their evening prayers at the time, so we, as non-Muslims, were not allowed to go in.
我告诉你，他们会怎么对待你哈，这几位哈，我告诉你们。
So if
我就想要做一次慕道友嘛哈，想要进去到那个清真寺看一看，虽然我在兰州去过。
So as a matter of curiosity, I role played as a seeker of the Muslim faith and thought.Well, okay. So if they wanted to proselytize me into the Muslim religion, how would they treat me? So I went with that kind of idea.
我不是要羞辱，我就是想真想经历，看一下他们在怎么敬拜。
Because I really wanted to see how they would worship.
但是呢，我还没有想要进去，但是我还想参观，还有另一个目的，就发现前面有一个比较世俗化的穆斯林想进去。
And so at the
穿着高跟鞋，然后呢，穿的挺那个时髦的女性哈。
And so as I was trying to figure out a way to get in, I saw a lady who was Muslim, but she was dressed much more modern clothing. She was trying to get in.
那她说你不能进，然后那女的拿出一个纱巾来，黑黑的把上衣服，这样可以不可以
？And so the people at the door were like, "No, you can't come in." And so she reached into her bag, she pulled out a very dark hijab, and she put that on. She's like, is this okay? And they're like, no.
但不行，你看你这个鞋， you are not a real Muslim, you are not real, 所以你也不要进。
And
我一看这样，我也算了。
They wouldn't let her in just because of her shoes, and I thought, well, if they're that strict, then forget it, I'm not getting in.
所以你们是进不去的。
So they wouldn't let you in.
但是在圣经里头，在新约里头，你们是可以进到教会来的。就有很大的差别。我再给你看另一幕，在他这个讲整个的穆罕默德的，就整个穆斯林的先知，他总共有一百多个先知，有二十五个重要的先知，你猜谁是最重要的
？And so in the Muslim faith, they hold 25 prophets in very high esteem. Do you know who the most important one is?
Okay, Muhammad. Okay, last one, 25th.在前面的时候全都是圣经的，都是圣经的，只不过当时用不同的名字。到了那个地方有一个改变，就是说他也承认以撒，但是那个时候呢，以实玛利有一条线出来，然后以实玛利有很多后代，但是到了最后呢，就这边都是圣经的，因为他的经文就是旧约和圣约，但是他说我们新旧约都已经在我们人手中败坏了，就是污染了，我这个是正统，然后那个正统呢就扎出这一支，到最后呢说第二十五个那个是真的，那个是最后的
，and so
那个先知，那个使者。
So they trace their lineage to Abraham through Ishmael.
对他们来说呢
，because they believe that the Bible is not authoritative, that it is that their Quran being from the hand of the angel is true, is the real thing.
所以从一个角度来说呢，他们说在今天这个时候，只有人透过穆罕默德所介绍的这位阿拉上帝。才能够在将来的世界活着，不然你都在最终。但是你要想进去的话呢，你要完美的遵守律法的所有要求，不然的话他就要把你 wipe out。
And so their theology is
就把你杀掉。
The only way to survive being judged by Allah is to live according to their laws, otherwise you'll be wiped out。
那圣经怎么讲呢？旧约一直也是讲。没有一个人是义人，恶人都要死亡，是一样的。
Again, and the Bible does.
但是到了新约的时候，有一个转类，就是耶稣基督死而复活以后开始讲的这个上帝暂时的忍耐已经延长了。透过耶稣基督的救赎，人们可以悔改、信靠、降服，活在他的统治下。这些人不再死亡，不再永死。
The ultimate does seem to have that same note of judgment, but at the same time, there was also a very dim hope of a day that was coming where something different, where God was going to have mercy on his people. And this dim hope became clear in the New Testament, where through Jesus Christ, now the enemies of God could be reconciled to him and no longer be destroyed.
所以我们今天仍然继续一个征战，有一个真正的圣战。
So today we are still fighting. We are fighting a war, a spiritual war.
我们在讲人的心灵的重生，不是身体的灭绝。
We are preaching a gospel of rebirth, not
直到耶稣基督再来的时候,
until Christ comes again.
所有的死人活人都要复活，然后都要灭在里面，这是不一样的。
The dead and the alive will stand in judgment before God, and those who do not believe will be destroyed.
所以格罗西书，格林多后书这样说，第十章，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，就是我们现在还没有完全的救赎，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器不是属血气的，乃是在上帝面前有能力 ，Mighty God， 然后可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样的拦阻人认识上帝的至高之事一概的攻破了，又将人的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。Even
though we live in the flesh, we do not fight according to the flesh. Our weapons are not of the flesh, but by the mighty God who can take down all the fortresses and all of the we will take back every thought, every captive thought, so that they will be obedient to Jesus.
从一个角度来讲，我们都是上帝的俘虏，对不对？
So we are
在这个 mighty 全能的上帝面前。 被耶稣基督救赎的恩典融化的甘心情愿的，在他圣灵重生光照一下，我们来降服归随他。We
have all been taken captive by God, for we have been.
用旧约的话说，是我们心中的割礼。We
have encountered His love, and we have been.
我们甘心情愿做他的俘虏。And
we willingly be submit to Him.
因为这位主，他不来虐待我们。
Because only this God who will not abuse us.
他舍了他的儿子为我们征战，把我们从魔鬼和死亡的这个 tyranny 这种遏制下释放的。He
fights on our behalf and releases us from the tyranny of sin and death.被上帝conquered，被他的爱所conquered的人。And so we are peoples who are conquered by God's love.
永在的父，当然他这里肯定不是在讲耶稣是圣父哈，我们不再讲这件事情。 永在的父是指一个君王性的统治，天国性的统治，古代的君王都被人称为是父。中国也有这样的历史，咱们说孙中山到现在还是什么共和国的什么国父，不管是中国大陆还是台湾，都讲国父。这个意思就是说，由一个圣子要永远的做治理、统治、保护的。And
so, everlasting Father, this is not capital F Father, but the Father and the idea. Of the ruler of as the idea of a founding father, and not only is he the founder of the nation, but he will not retire or pass away. His rule is everlasting. And he will be able to maintain that rule forever and ever.
如同在另一个著名的预言书《但以理书》里头讲到的，在整个的《但以理书》讲到四个帝国的兴起和衰败，包括巴比伦，包括亚述后面的。 波斯马代和罗马希腊，这五个帝国之后还记得一个帝国吗？第五个帝国。So,
if you remember, there's a prophecy in Daniel that where the king, where Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of his kingdom and the kingdoms that came after him, and then at the end there was one more kingdom that came that would, and this kingdom would be the kingdom of Christ, and his kingdom is forever.
罗马帝国已经消亡了，但是人子的国度今天在哪里？仍然在这个星球上，在不同的教会中间，上帝掌权。The
kingdom of the Romans have already come to an end, but
我不知道你自己怎么来看耶稣基督对你的统治和对你的保护。So
I don't know how you look at the rule and protection of Jesus in your life.
你觉得他是强制你做圣洁的生活，而他给你能力让你过圣洁的生活？
Do you feel oppressed by him, or do you feel that because he has given you power, you are free?
如果你原来的基督是你的 pet 的话呢，那当然我这个讲道对你来说太刺激了，太刺激了，你受不了，你大概不来福音教会了。
So this might be a very offensive message.
但如果你恢复到圣经里讲的这个是一个永在的父，是在大卫的宝座上做全权的治理的话。
But this is the Jesus of the Bible, who he is the son of David, who will sit on David's throne, who will be king forever and ever.
你应该像诗篇的人说，他是我的山寨，他是我的保护，他是我的拯救者，是我的保护者。
He is my rock. He is my deliverer.
我们甘心情愿活在他的政权下面吗？
Are we willing to live before him?
OK, 我有意用政权就让你们有点刺激，因为那是真正的政治，因为你们太不想再活在耶稣基督的治理下是怎么样的。
And so this is the true real politic. And this is what you need this in your life. You need to be reminded.
最后和平的君。
Finally, the Prince of Peace.
在路加福音里说，至高之处荣耀归于上帝。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on peace to whom God has willed.
中文的翻译翻译的非常好，他所喜悦的人，不是所有的人啊，他所喜悦的人啊，什么样的人是他所喜悦的人呢？
So who is the people with whom God is pleased?
就是我刚刚讲的这三个，从奇妙的测试对他的治理计划赞同的人，被他征服的人，愿意受他治理管教的人，愿意受他爱中管教的人，这些人就开始明白是他所喜悦的人。
The people who he has chosen in his plan, the people who
这个和平之子的统治是如此的有效果。
taken captive by him, and those who are willing to submit to his rule, this is veryAnd they are very effectively.
要带来一个终极的和平。
And it is through that they.
但是这个和平不是一步到位的。
And this is a peace that will not happen overnight.
是从一个角度来说，我们好像不入穆斯林，因为他们可以拿枪来打，我们教会不拿枪打。
And so you know, as Christians, we do seem to have a very pathetic religion because our religion does not permit us.To take up force.
因为当时的很多人拒绝耶稣的一个原因，就是他没有一下子把恶都除掉。
And to this,
没有一下子把上帝的国度都带来。
To this, even in Jesus' own time, they rejected him because he did not bring the kingdom of God in the way that they expected him.
我们今天就是活在这样的一个时代里。
And that is the kind of world we live in.
哪个对你更真实
？Which is more real for you?
我有一次在迪士尼听这个孩子们都是。Central Florida 这些高中生唱这个 Jingle Bell 和 Joy to the World， 这两个之间就让我觉得很有意思。
And so you know they have many of our talented middle and high schoolers sing out at Disney, and so they sing all the Christmas hymns.
一个是世俗版的 Jingle Bell， it's okay， 就是我们在这个 country
里。They sing the secular ones and they also sing the Christian ones.
然后在这里头，当你说普世欢腾，大地皆他为王。然后万星预备地方，这是第一节。
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
但是第二节里讲到什么？
What's the second verse?
主按真理治理万方。
And he rules the world with truth and grace.
我看到好多的中学生啊，就很快乐的在唱。我在说，这些孩子们是不是知道他在唱什么样一位救主，怎样一位君王临到这里
？And I'm watching them sing with smiles on their faces, and I'm wondering.Do they really know what they're talking about?
因为 Isaac Watts 在讲的时候是将来耶稣基督再来的时候那个时刻。
This is actually not a Christmas hymn. This is a song describing what it's like for the second coming.
所以今天的教会，我们是不是仍然使用这个耶稣基督和平的君王所做成的在十字架上的工作，来向人传扬福音，让人与神和好，人与人和好的福音
？Are we still preaching this very Jesus?Who will come one day to judge? Do we reconcile those who were God's enemies to a God who will bring peace by destroying His enemies?
我知道在圣诞节有很多的服事，非常的辛劳。
I know that during Christmas we usually have a lot of things going on. It's very tiring.
也可能有，虽然是很快乐，快乐就两三天，接下来就要吵架。
And you know when you're with your family, at first it's very happy, and then you start fighting.
然后我们在一同同工的时候，这么大的诗班，然后扮演那样的节目，我相信中间有很多的角力。
And you know,
我猜都可以猜出来，虽然我不在你们中间。
And I'm sure that you know, in preparing for all of these wonderful Christmas services and hymns, that there was a lot of hard work and a lot of infighting going on between you guys.
我们是不是把它作为我们的和睦？以弗所书说，因他使我们和睦，所以说我们和平将两下拆掉了，中间的墙被断开了。我们曾称家里的人呢，饶恕怜悯成了我们和平使者的身份。
But so, what is the basis for us to have true peace? Do we as Ephesians 如果那个将来的那个现实
跟今天的这个状态来比，你要哪个？
What do you really want to continue living life the way that you
愿意活在将来的现实进入这个还是靠这个爬到那个这是我今天对大家的一个挑战我们太多的人是活在这个世界要靠自己爬到那边去
Too many of us live in this world and we try to make the world a better place through our own endeavors
但是圣经说是你要靠着这个和平的君王靠着永在的父靠着全能的神靠着他的设计然后回过来在这个世界生活这是你的生活写照吗？你为什么无力？为什么不能够赦免人？就像我一样，经常会软弱。
Why do you feel like your life? Why do you feel no power in your life, no joy? Is it because you are not living in that future reality?
当我们在圣诞节的时候，我们从上帝的策划、他的属灵的征战、身体的战争、恩典的治理和最后的和平来思想的时候。
And so as we look at this Christmas, as we look back on Jesus' first coming, and we look ahead to his final victory,
记得一件事,
let's remember one thing.
第七节说, 他的政权与和平必加增无穷。
His,
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国, 以公平和公义, 使国坚定稳固, 从今到永远。 万军之耶和华, 热心。
Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore the zeal of the Lord of hosts will
be 结束的时候我给你一个诗歌是 Roy Lyson 写的我不太知道这人是什么人但是他写的这个诗歌我蛮喜欢的
So let me close with a poem written by Roy Lyson
来体现出有一子赐给我们的盼望和有一子赐给我们的福分
And he In meditating on these verses,
让我们在预备圣诞节或者已经到圣诞节的人，住在光明和和平下，活在圣子的政权下。
Let those of us, whether we are in Jesus or not in Jesus, we can all truly meet face to face.
他比任何统治者更伟大。
He is greater than any ruler.
他比任何勇士更全能。
He is mightier than any warrior.
比任何君王更尊贵。
He is nobler than any king.
比任何谋士更有智慧。
Wiser than any sage.
比任何王国更强盛。
Bigger than any kingdom.
比任何冠冕更荣耀。
Better than any crown.
比任何名都更可爱。
Lovelier than any name.
他配得敬拜。
Worthy of worship.
值得尊崇。
Deserving of praise.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱回应诗歌。罗伊在这儿吗？
Let us sing a hymn in response.
来带领我们唱不是欢腾。
To lead us in singing.
就刚刚那个诗班的那个诗歌的。
Joy to the world.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们以这首诗歌来。